Shalom Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Joan Hunter, is red hot for the Messiah. And Joan, you saw so much growing up as with parents, Charles and Frances Hunter, and their passion for people to recognize that Jesus paid the price for all of our illnesses, and that we can walk in total freedom in every arena of our life, not just physical problems, but spiritual and mental and emotional. And if I had to force you to tell me one thing you observe with your parents as far as the miraculous that you would tell me had great meaning in your life, what would it be?
That's a tough one. I've traveled the world with them, but the main one that comes to my mind is when we were in Colombia, and all of a sudden, people started passing wheelchairs up. Now, we figured it was for us to go pray for the person that, you know, that was to get our attention to go pray for them, but they were passing it up to the front because they didn't need it anymore. And there was over 50 wheelchairs completely left at the arena when we were done. People literally, even before mom and dad prayed, got up and just started running like it was on a football field, soccer field. So they were running around the stadium, just totally completely healed. It's just amazing the miracles that I have seen in my lifetime.
Tell me about the times that your parents, because there were so many people, would just wave their hands and people would literally be passed out under the influence of the Holy Spirit and fall to their chairs, but not just one or two. I mean, rows and rows of people.
Rows and rows and rows of them. And then they would get up and they would discover different parts of their body, not only physically, but in their mind and their heart, totally, completely healed while God had them, you know, under the power of God like that. And it was just so amazing. And, you know, and everywhere I go, I hear all these stories about this happened to me and this happened to me, you know. And just even last night, this lady came to me and she says, I was there and your mother just went whoosh and the whole row went, but I got healed of cancer, you know. And I love hearing all those stories, even though it's been 20 years ago since mom and dad were on the road.
Now, something you deal with in your book and in your three CDs that most people, they get tricked by the devil, and that's the right word. They're lied to. They believe the lies. People get healed, and then 24 hours later, they say, my symptoms have come back. I guess I wasn't healed. But I want to get even more specific. Many, many years ago, maybe 25 years ago, a brand new Jewish believer in Jesus came to my office, and I was an old timer by that point. I was like 3 years old in the Lord. I knew nothing, but I was at least 3 years old in the Lord, and he was a brand new believer. Well, the night before, a miracle happened. I don't think he was even praying about it. All of a sudden, he could see without his glasses, and he was ecstatic. But the next morning, he couldn't see, and he put his glasses back on. So he came to my office, and he said, Sid, what happened? And Joan, I have to tell you, I didn't have a clue. What would you have told him?
Well, a lot of times people come in and that happens. I'll come back the next night and I'll pray again and tell them what to not to do and what to do. And for example, you know, it's like situations like that happen. You know, the man was healed. There's no doubt he was healed. He could see. He could read. He could do everything. And then the enemy comes back in and says, you're not healed. You know, who says you can heal? You know, healing isn't for today. Even in thoughts of our mind, whether we've had that experience, had that teaching, or lack of teaching, the enemy wants to come in. The word says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he loves taking healings away. But Christians need to understand that they have an authority. Jesus said, draw a line in the sand. We need to draw a line in the sand. No, I was healed last night. You cannot take my healing from me. and by his stripes I am healed, and I'm going to maintain my healing in every area of my life, and you cannot take this healing from me. And too many Christians tend to just allow the enemy to take and go, I guess I wasn't healed, or I guess this, you know, doesn't work, or that doesn't work. As in comparison to no, it lines up with the Word of God. It works. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He took stripes on his back for our healing. The provision for every area of our life is already paid for in the last 3 years of Jesus' life.
Well, you know, what I find is when I have a word of knowledge and large numbers of people are healed on a specific word of knowledge. And I found, after I understood what you're teaching right now, that people would be healed, but the minute they'd walk out of the meeting, they would lose their healing. And they, one person actually came back and said, I was healed, but I'm not healed now. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to pray for you. I want you to command that lying symptom to leave. They did it. They got healed. I didn't have anything to do with it. And they understood that it really is a spiritual symptom, not an actual symptom.
And it also demonstrated that the person, that person besides you and me, has the authority to kick that lying spirit out of there.
Now, what I want you to talk about, because I really want to mentor people on how they can get healed in every area of their life and how then they can do what they're called by God to do once they've been free, to help others get free. And you have a brand new book called Miracle Maintenance. And the thing I love about it is you cover how to receive the blessings of God. When I say blessings, it's not just healing. It's in finances. It's in emotions. It's in every area of your life. It's in your family, but also how to keep it. And you call your brand new book Miracle Maintenance. Tell me what feedback you get when people read the book, or especially when they listen to three CDs, how to receive and keep God's blessing.
People are learning that they have allowed the enemy to steal too much from them. And it is encouraging them with not necessarily raising their level of faith, but raising their level of expectancy that, you know what, I have been robbed. I have been stolen from. And it, you know, and it's like, I am not going to be robbed. I'm not going to be stolen from anymore. In Jesus' name, I'm drawing a line in the sand. I have the authority, you know, to do and to cast out devils and to command the enemy and all this all-out attack to stop. And one thing that's very, very powerful in this teaching is that the most common example, there's a couple of examples. Number one is somebody gets healed of intestinal problems. Ulcers, etc., totally dramatically healed, pain goes. Well, they go home, and then this is going wrong with their kids. This is going on with the house. Then you got financial ruins. Then there's a situation in the marriage. And then your parents. And then all of this turmoil, and I teach you how to get rid of the effect of stress and trauma on your body through the teachings and the book and give those things to God. But they, in turn, get so caught up in that again that it brings on the ulcers again. And so we've got to maintain our acid level at the, you know, the pH balance, normal, all that kind of stuff. And I teach you how to do that in the CDs and the book.
Well, one of the things that most people have difficulty with is how to receive from God. But you know, there's a thought crossing my mind. Have you ever heard someone say, I don't have to go to another city to a healing evangelist to get healed? If God wants to heal me, he'll heal me right in my own home. What would you say to them?
I've heard that actually quite a bit. And it's like, well, if God can heal you, and, you know, then you pray for you and you believe God for your own healing. And I believe that that's very possible. I have no problem with that. But the reality is that they're not really knowing exactly what to do. Like, I've exposed this incredible revelation of the spirit of trauma. and how people are getting set free through you, through me, through all these people, because they're the spirit of trauma that has physically attached itself to the person, to the heart, to the body, has totally, completely captured that illness in their body. And then they learn to curse the spirit of trauma and then cellular memory of the pain, which you can Google that information. And it attaches, that pain attaches itself. When you get that revelation that you can get free of that, many more people are getting healed at home. But sometimes people pray and they go, okay, you know, yeah, if it's your will, God, you know, heal me. But they're not really going, you know, coming against it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse this cancer. I command it to be gone. By the authority of Jesus Christ given to me, I can do this. And I just command every bit of that to go, all pain to go, etc. But most people just don't realize that they have the authority. And they have the authority to pray over themselves. And actually walk out their own healing and see that healing manifested in them. You know, I made a list of all these things that I personally have been healed of. You know, I had a little damage to my spine. I prayed. I got taller. I got my height back from the damaged vertebrae. So I broke my vertebrae about 16, 17 years ago. I've never experienced so much pain in all my life. I have compassion for people with back problems. And I got a totally brand new vertebrae, healed of breast cancer, healed of a mangled knee, healed of all these things. You know, I had a massive goiter. I prayed for myself on all that. When I found out what it was, I identified it. Like, if I'm going to get your attention, I'm going to call you Sid. Our diseases have a name. And, like, I curse that goiter in Jesus' name. I command it to go down. I command my thyroid to function normally in Jesus' name. Name it, what the medical people have called it, and speak to it with the authority of Jesus Christ, because you can tell everybody that's listening to this program that both Sid and I have the anointing and the authority within our voice. It's not because we're yelling. We have authority, and we know our authority.
And you know what's even more exciting, Joan? When people finish reading your book and listening to those three CDs, just like they hear what you're doing, they're going to start having that authority. They're going to start moving it, and that's your heart. And that's why you wrote your new book, and the three CDs, we're making them available for a gift of $35. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.